Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures working up into the lower part of the 70s for today with mostly sunny skies. Winds becoming breezy from the south. Then for tonight, increasing cloud cover. Slight chance for some late night showers and storms, a low of 54. For your Wednesday, a chance for showers and storms there. Highs approach 70. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 46.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, Good Tuesday. One of the two men accused of opening fire inside a Kansas City bar, killing four people and wounding five others, was arrested, while the other remains at large. Kansas City Mayor David Alvey says this was not a random event.
It is no consolation to know that this was not a random event. The tragic fact remains, four persons were killed and five more wounded.
Authorities say 23-year-old Javier Alatorre and 29-year-old Hugo Villanueva Morales were each charged with four counts of first-degree murder. Alatorre arrested late Sunday afternoon. Villanueva Morales remains at large. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she's launching the state's first formal strategy in 30 years to strengthen economic development. The governor pledged yesterday to work with industries and economic development specialists to write a comprehensive plan to speed economic growth. Mid-America Network News. Don't miss the Chisholm Trail Gun Show, one of Wichita's and the state's oldest and most popular shows. Sponsored by the Chisholm Trail Antique Gun Association, the show will be held at Hartman Arena in Park City Saturday and Sunday, October 12th and 13th, with doors open at 9 o'clock both days. This is one show you don't want to miss. Table after table of guns, hunting supplies, ammunition, and shooting supplies. Buying, selling, trading, it's the Chisholm Trail Gun Show at Hartman Arena, October 12th and 13th in Park City. With the old saying that variety is the spice of life, when it comes to renting aircraft in South Central Kansas, Augusta Flight Center is one spicy place. Augusta Flight Center has a 12-aircraft fleet, including five Cessna 172s, a Cessna 182 High Performance with Garmin 530W, a complex Beach Sierra, and the only light sport and tailwheel aircraft in the area. A large and well-maintained fleet at great hourly rates. Augusta Flight Center, Augusta, Kansas. Kroger has announced that it will stop selling all e-cigarettes. That includes Dillon's stores. A company spokeswoman says the company is discontinuing the sale of electronic nicotine delivery products or e-cigarettes at all store and fuel center locations because of mounting questions and an increasingly complex regulatory environment associated with the products. Walgreens yesterday also came out with a nationwide announcement saying it, too, will halt the sale of e-cigarette products. Two meteor showers will be peaking on consecutive nights this week. KTV reports, according to AccuWeather, the Draconid meteor shower peaks tonight into tomorrow morning, and immediately following the Draconids will be the Southern Taurids. That meteor shower peaks tomorrow night into Thursday morning. And enjoy the temperatures in the 70s. We're looking at 30s by Friday in Kansas. Mid-America Network News.
Is slow internet driving wacky? Are your little monsters complaining about the connection? Don't miss out on this spooktacular special. Right now, we are giving away a $100 Visa gift card to new internet subscribers or existing customers who upgrade their speed. Call Blue Valley Technologies today at 877-876-1228.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities say a pickup truck driver died in a rollover crash on I-80 in western Nebraska over the weekend. That crash occurring around 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon between Paxton and Sutherland. The Nebraska State Patrol says an eastbound truck ran into the median and rolled several times after the driver overcorrected. The driver was pronounced deceased at the scene. She's been identified as 70-year-old Agnes Duran, who lived in Maryland. Her passenger was taken to a North Platte hospital for treatment of minor injuries. He's been identified as 75-year-old James Roberts of Wyoming. The Nebraska Public Power District reminding Nebraska farmers to watch out for power lines when harvesting their crops this fall. KRVN reports NPPD's Art Weiss says it can be easy for farm workers to get their equipment stuck in a power line if they aren't paying attention to their surroundings. Last spring, a well drilling rig caused a small power outage when it became tangled in overhead lines. Mid-America Network News.
Hear that? Stampede's coming.
Here we go, here we go.
Must be Ford Truck Month. It's time to get the best deals on America's best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. But hurry. Because this stampede won't be here for long.
Stop till we're legend.
For the best certified seed breed service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Sheriff Dan Hargrave, the architect, builder, and bond representative met with the board to discuss financing options for the proposed jail project and reviewed six different options for financing. After consideration, consensus was to wait until perhaps January to finalize a decision, allowing adequate time for public meetings and still consider bidding for spring construction. Six financing options were suggested. The first, general obligation bonds, could be issued, and if over $300,000 would require an election. Option two, the county would create a public building commission that would finance the jail by issuing bonds. The county would then enter into a lease purchase agreement with the commission. Creation is subject to 60 days publish and protest petition. If protested, there would be an election before a public building commission could be created. Options 3 and 4 are lease purchase options subject to 30-day notice and protest period. Benefits or no election is required, and it doesn't count toward county debt limit. Options are subject to the tax lid and would be at a bit higher interest rate. Options 5 and 6 are sales tax-based. Option 5, strictly a countywide sales tax, which would require a public vote to approve. Option 6 is a sales tax established through a state statute. The county would have to request to the state Marshall County be included in the statute to receive these sales tax dollars. Bonds would be issued, which would be paid back with sales tax proceeds. The board feels at this time that it's best to put the proposed jail project on hold until spring. This would allow time to finalize financing for the project and will allow time to be proactive on presenting plans to the public via public meetings. The architect concurred, noting that the project will then have to be sent back out for bids. The board will likely be making a decision regarding the proposed jail in January to allow for adequate time for bid processing for possible spring construction. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and conducted mostly routine business. Hanover Hospital Administrator Brittany Omke requested $50,000 for the new year in order to guarantee funding for new medical personnel. Omke emphasized the challenges for smaller hospitals to attract candidates and was hoping that some funding could be used as a signing incentive or student loan repayment options. Hanover Hospital had announced a verbal commitment from a new physician, but as yet is unable to identify the individual. She further indicated they hope to add a nurse practitioner sometime next year. It was reported the financial issues facing the hospital earlier this year had been addressed. Nemahal County Commissioners were to meet Monday with the Waubunsee County Zoning Officer and had previously met with the Flint Hills Regional Director to discuss prospects of county zoning options. It was recommended that a comprehensive plan be drafted before adopting zoning regulations. They hope to meet with the zoning attorney as well before proceeding. The public has been allowed to ask questions of these individuals as part of a study process. Engineers advised at the last meeting that work on developing haul routes for the Soldier Creek Wind Farm continue, and information from the contractor and the developer are being gathered. An agreement was signed with Pottawatomie County for mutual construction of a replacement bridge on the county line. The Kansas 911 Coordinating Council announced recently the Nemahal County Sheriff's Office has been awarded a grant to replace and maintain a new voice recorder for the 911 Communication Center. has a 40% matching grant. The award will save Nemahal County over $22,000, allowing preservation of 911 funds for future expenses. The funding providing the grant was awarded the state by the National 911 Grant Program, administered by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration. Subgrants to Kansas 911 communication centers allow funding upgrades and equipment replacement that could otherwise fall on the shoulders of local property taxpayers. Roy N. Farwell, age 82, of Dubois, passed away Thursday. Funeral services Wednesday at the United Methodist Church, Pawnee City, interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Roy Farwell. Ramona Olette, age 87, of Lynn, passed away Sunday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5, at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Family will see friends Wednesday from 6 until 7 at St. Augustine Catholic Church, with a rosary service at 7. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ramona Olette. Joel F. Klein, age 51, of Everett, Washington, formerly of Marysville, passed away September 27th in Fresno, California. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Chapel in Marysville. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Joel Klein. Lawrence C. Huber, age 96, of Washington, passed away September 22nd. Graveside service is planned Saturday, October 19th. At 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Cemetery north of Morroville. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lawrence Huber.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swedish meatballs, wheat roll, peas, mandarin oranges, and cake. Tomorrow, ham, sweet potatoes, California blend bread, and tropical fruit. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville Junior High volleyball teams at Abilene this afternoon. High school volleyball teams, Clay Setter tonight. KNDY News Time 7:17.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting sunny and dry weather conditions across much of the area for today, but looking to turn more active already later on tonight and into your Wednesday time frame as a developing storm system begins to work in from the west. We do pick up that chance for some shower and storm activity for Wednesday and even into your Thursday time frame, and then trending much colder by the time we hit Friday, only expecting 40s for high temperatures to round out your work week on your Friday. But at least until then, temperatures staying fairly mild with lower 70s for high temperatures, not only by this afternoon, but again for your Wednesday and even looking at lower 70s into the day on Thursday coming up as well. And again, trending colder for your Friday with middle to upper 40s for high temperatures. And those temperatures looking to stay well below average even for your upcoming weekend in the 50s for highs Saturday and Sunday. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, early October 72, record high on this date 96 in 1939. The average low 48, record low of 26 in 1952. Sunset this evening at 6:56, sunrise in the morning at 7:25. 49 degrees, clear skies ahead of sunrise this morning in Marysville, winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 8th of October. KNDY News Time is 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Are you hungry and a little old burger just won't do?
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Are you hungry and don't have a lot of time to wait? Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville has you covered. Get in and get out and get a great meal with all the fixings. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The Bronx Bombers move on. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Yankees beat the Twins by a score of 5-1 to advance to the American League Championship Series in a three-game division series sweep of Minnesota. The Bombers are the first team of the playoffs to advance to the League Championship Series. Gleyber Torres was 3-for-4 in the game, including a second-inning blast that opened up the scoring for the Pinstripers. In the National League, the Cardinals avoided elimination in dramatic fashion, walking it off in the bottom of the 10th with a Yadier Molina sack fly.
Now the pitch. Molina swings, and it's a high fly ball. Left field. This should win it. The catch is made by Duvall. Tagging at third. Long comes down the line. The throw home. We're going to game five. Long scores on the game-winning sacrifice fly by Yadier Molina. And in St. Louis, for game four of the NLDS, it's a Redbird winner.
The veteran catcher Molina also tied the game in the bottom of the eighth with an RBI single. This is ABC Sports. On Monday Night Football, the 49ers remain undefeated with a dominant 31-3 win over the Cleveland Browns. On their first play from scrimmage, 49ers running back Matt Breida took it 83 yards.
It is Matt Breida who will start the game. In an offset eye, they move Juszczyk to the right. They wind it back. Great block by Juszczyk. Breida in the second level. He may go.
Goodbye.
The sheet is loose. 30, 20, 10, 5.
Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield remained in his sophomore slump, throwing for only 100 yards and two interceptions. Back to the baseball playoffs, the Rays avoided a sweep by the Astros by winning Game 3 10-3. Charlie Morton earned his second win of the playoffs by pitching five shutout innings and striking out nine. Tampa Bay included four home runs in their 10-run performance. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Yesterday, President Trump oversaw the signing of two limited trade deals with Japan, slashing tariffs on $7.2 billion worth of America's ag exports, but avoiding issues like auto tariffs. The president said at the signing ceremony, "It's a great deal for us and our workers." Deals were signed by U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and the Japanese ambassador to the U.S. at the White House. The first deal scraps Japanese tariffs on things like nuts, berries, and select grains, wine, cheese, and other products for about $4.3 billion. Now, there will be some current tariffs remaining on roughly $1.7 billion of agriculture exports. The signing ceremony comes as a Chinese delegation due in D.C. to continue trade talks in hope of ending or ramping down a trade war that has seen tariffs imposed on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of ag goods. House Democrats wrapping up a two-day trip to Mexico discussing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Led by House Ways and Means Committee Chair Richard Neal, the visit comes as the Democrat Working Group on NAFTA 2.0 continues to engage in productive discussions with the U.S. Trade Representative regarding important improvements in the agreement, Neal said. Representative Neal also leads the working group on USMCA, and the lawmakers are meeting with representatives from the Mexican government as well as local workers, focusing on enforcement of the agreement regarding labor standards in Mexico. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has maintained they're making progress on reaching an agreement to pass the trade deal. The group forwarded a counter-proposal to the White House just over 1 week ago. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest check of agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
I hope your Tuesday is off to a great start, as a recent national survey released by the ethanol industry shows strong support for renewable fuels and public opposition to exempting oil refineries from biofuel blending requirements. The Renewable Fuel Association released the nationwide survey by Morning Consult just ahead of the EPA's Friday announcement of fixes to future biofuels.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. Oh, you betcha, it's agriculture. We're starting to get some numbers coming in from the combines in corn harvest, and a lot of them are underwhelming. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Joe Camp from AgriVisor got on his motorcycle and took a 10-state tour just in the last couple of weeks of the Corn Belt. He went all over from the eastern side back to the west into the Nebraska area, and his overall impression is that the corn that looks good for about a month ago. Many of the numbers coming in from Combine show the yields are well below what they were last year in the same fields, but there is a little bit of hope in the weather. We've got some warm weather, drier weather across much of the Corn Belt.
Yeah, we look at the two-week outlook, and it looks as if this prolonged summer will continue, but it's biased towards the eastern Corn Belt. We do see up in the northwest some areas of concern for that early frost freeze threat. We know there's several million acres at risk, corn not having reached maturity yet. And so if we get into this weekend and start to see some sub-30-degree temperatures, we're going to be back to thinking about just how early this harvest could end for us.
The markets haven't moved much other than a bit of a bump after that grain stocks report last Monday. But would a premature frost change that?
Not just yet, I don't believe. That might help encourage the bulls to do some buying. But it's wait and see for all traders, whether you're bullish or bearish. The speculators aren't willing to take a big position on a directional bet one way or the other, and the farmer not having any interest in selling at these levels and so not being a big market participant. With that being the case, what we'd expect is that we can have a trade that stays somewhat stagnant until we get fresh data. So data would help. That would follow up with the next October report. We would expect big revisions to acreage. And then other than that, I mean, that's the supply side. We're just simply waiting on a more harvest results. On the demand side, waiting for progress on these mini trade deals still open, particularly, of course, U.S.-China.
We've been seeing increasing numbers of Chinese purchases. Are they living up to the promises that they made?
So far, they are living up to their most recent promise, which was to do some buying in front of the next round of face-to-face negotiations that will take place in early October. They have an estimated buying interest of about 6 million tons here, maybe even up to 10 million before this next meeting or during these negotiations. And we have seen those sales, as you mentioned here in the recent days, starting to stack up finally to what was committed to a couple of weeks ago.
Back after this.
Farmers, do you have equipment you don't use anymore or equipment the dealer isn't giving you anything for on trade? Then call Sam O'Toole at New Frontier Ag. With nationwide advertising, New Frontier Ag will get you top dollar for your used equipment. Don't take the gamble at auction sites. Let New Frontier Ag show you why they have so many loyal customers who return again and again. Call Sam O'Toole and let him explain the New Frontier Ag difference. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment. 308-340-8989.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 49 degrees in Marysville, and highs top 70 on seasonal temperatures again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Yadier Molina pushed the St. Louis Cardinals to a deciding Game 5 of the NL Division Series, poking a tying single in the 8th inning and lifting a sacrifice fly in the 10th to beat the Atlanta Braves 5-4. Molina slung his bat far into the outfield after his winner, and the packed crowd at Busch Stadium roared. Game 5 will be tomorrow back in Atlanta. The Cardinals will have ace Jack Flaherty on the mound against the Braves. The Kansas City Chiefs did to themselves Sunday night what rivals have been trying to do for the better part of 2 years. They slowed themselves down. In what became a 19-13 loss to the Colts, the Chiefs committed 11 penalties for a whopping 125 yards to spoil a nip-and-tuck game that wasn't decided until the fourth quarter. Next up for the Chiefs, red-hot Houston, fresh off a 53-32 romp over the Falcons. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hear Bulldog Football Friday as they host Royal Valley. Kickoff at 7, live on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. On air, online, and on our mobile app. Catch the area game of the week on Friday. Number 2 Axel at number 1 Hanover. Kickoff at 7, live on KNDY 95.5. On air, online, and on our mobile app.
Do your fall color photos always seem underwhelming compared to the real thing? We will share a few tips for capturing that glorious foliage on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Call today.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 8th, the 281st day of the year. In 1956, New York Yankee Don Larsen pitched the only perfect game in World Series history. Ever try to photograph a fall color scene but find the camera doesn't do it justice? Here's a few tips from the pros for better fall photos. Be aware of the golden hour rule, the hour after sunrise or before sunset, when soft light makes everything more photogenic. Remember that reflections can be magical in a photo. When near a pond or lake, try to capture the tree's reflection in the water and look for natural features that can frame your subject. Riverbanks or foreground trees, for example, are ideal for composing a scene in a natural frame. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
This heart of stone, oh, sure is missing you. Sure is wishing you were back where love belongs. This heart of stone has not forgotten you. to pretend that it was strong. Memories have made its will grow tired and weak. Silently, it turned from being bold to me. Finally, it gave in to a sad defeat, aching more and more with every fragile beat. This heart of stone, sure is missing you. That it was strong. Of its pride, leaving just an empty well.